You're listening to In Demand.
It's In Demand, and tonight we are very happy to welcome back the lovely Enrique Iglesias. Hello.
How you doing, Lucy?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very
with
much.
With a cracker of a brand new single, it has to be said. It's one of those you hear it once and you like it, and then you hear it again and it just gets better and better and better with each listen, which I think is always a good thing.
I hope you're right, Lucy.
Featuring the gorgeous and lovely Nicole Scherzinger. Now, I think we need to discuss the video for this song. It's a little bit raunchy, isn't it?
You know, you're the third person, actually, or the second person to say the word raunchy. You really think it's raunchy?
Well, kind of. There's a few scenes in there where you actually look like you want to rip each other's clothes off.
I know, but raunchy is, it's done in a tasteful way, I feel.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's dirty.
Oh, okay. So you mean raunchy like in a positive way. Okay.
Yeah, of course. I don't mean in a bad way. Never.
Oh, okay.
No, it's kind of...
It's fun. It's completely different to any video I've ever done.
Yeah.
And you actually had to be naked to because, you know, there are projectors that are actually projecting that in your body.
I'm so glad you just said what that is, because I watched it and I was like, wow, it's such an effective thing to do as well. It looks brilliant.
Isn't it cool? When I first saw it, the director, it was his idea. And I thought it was brilliant. And it looks so realistic that it almost looks like your skin is glowing or your blood is glowing. And it feels like it's done in post-production, but it was actually done right there.
I wondered that because I was watching it thinking, how on earth have they done that? And it looked, like you say, it looked so real. And of course, you must have had to sit there for quite a long time with your top off. Was it warm enough for you?
It was warm enough. And the funny thing is that it was the fastest video I've ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very fast.
Oh, that's good. And then you got the shots of Nicole with her back to the camera, and she's obviously...
Yeah, for her, it's a lot more difficult. She's a girl. I'm a guy at the end of the day. It's like a guy being on the beach, you know?
Yeah.
With his shirt off.
Okay. It is a very beautiful video as well. There's a lot of scenes as well where you're singing to each other up close. Are scenes like that quite awkward to shoot because you're thinking, oh, no, I had garlic bread for lunch. I shouldn't be doing this.
No, you know, if you believe in the song and it goes with the mood on the song, it doesn't matter. I think stuff is awkward when it doesn't feel right. But if it feels right, it's cool.
Okay, so you weren't sat there constantly going, right, let's have a quick smint before we do this one.
Oh, that always.
It's polite to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, was it hard?
Don't eat any onions or no garlic before that.
No. You don't want any of that because they're terrible for the breath, aren't they?
Yeah.
In Demand.
Now, I want to talk to you about things like American Idol, because they're currently looking for, obviously, a couple of new judges. And I know that J-Lo and Steven Tyler are the two favourites. Is that something you would ever see yourself doing?
I don't know, but you know what? I like American Idol. I never got into it till like the 7th or 6th season. And I got hooked on the show. I give those kids a lot of credit. It must be so nerve-wracking to be in front of, of 3-4 judges and you're being judged and it's your dream and it's what you've always wanted to do, and I would never be able to handle that pressure.
Now, you recently performed at the Help for Heroes gig alongside a whole host of other stars. Did you meet anyone there backstage or people that maybe you know in the industry already that you're thinking of maybe working with on your next album?
I got to see, who did I see? I got there half an hour before. I got to see James Blunt, but I met him before. I wanted to see the Robbie performance, and unfortunately I went on right before him, so then I was doing press in the back. I wasn't able to see that. So, and the dressing rooms, the way they were facing, you were right behind the stage.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really see anything, and we had no monitors. So I didn't truly get to enjoy any other performances. All I can tell you is that the audience and the crowd was unbelievable. It was magical. It was one of those things that you could tell everybody was in such a support for the armed forces and everything they've done and everything they've always done at such a level that it truly gave me goosebumps.
Okay. Now, when are you next going to be back in the UK? When are we next going to get to chat to you again?
I'm going to be back. I don't know exactly when I'm going to be back, but I know I'm going to be touring here in March, which I can't wait.
Okay.
And that should be cool.
And who's going to be supporting you on that tour? Do you know?
I could say, but I'm not 100% sure
Allowed.
Yeah, if I'm allowed. But it'll be someone special.
Okay. Hopefully we'll find out soon. Enrique, it's been a pleasure having you on the show again.
Thank you so much, Lucy. And thanks for always being so kind and so nice.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Jules and Katie, the Ting Tings.
Yeah, hello.
Hiya.
How hello. Are you?
Yeah, good. We're just, I think I just said this, we're just in London enjoying seeing some of our friends again and rehearsing. It's a good feeling.
We thought we'd bring you above ground, considering the fact that you've spent, well, pretty much a long time. Whittled
in a
away
basement.
You made it sound really sinister.
Hibernating. Yeah.
But this is the story of the new music. This is what you did. You took yourselves away and pretty much isolated yourselves, didn't you?
Yeah. We toured for like 2 years constantly, you know, went to some amazing countries. And then the only reason why we stopped was because I got exhausted and ended up in hospital with exhaustion.
Oh, God.
And then we was like, oh, we should probably stop touring about now.
Yeah.
And then we went to Berlin and spent like 5 months there. We arrived there when it was like minus 25 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Like thick snow. There was like people like skiing down the road. It was just insane.
Well, it's the easiest way to get to work, I suppose, but it's like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But we really kind of probably didn't need that at that point because we, you know, we'd been from Salford where it rains quite a lot and it's quite cloudy and we managed to find somewhere even colder to go and depressing.
Berlin seems to be the place to go and record at the moment because Scissor Sister did pretty much the same thing, didn't they?
Yeah, well, apparently so. We never bumped into them, though, so...
That's because you were hidden away.
I know. We had this old jazz club, but it's a fantastic city. Once the snow and the freezingness goes, it's amazing. It's, you know, it's got really cool, like, bars. They're weird bars. They're, like, tiny little bars with probably four chairs in them, and it kind of feels like you're in someone's house, but they've got some, like, retro furniture in there. And these kind of bars are everywhere, and they're just so interesting because they're always full of, like, odd characters and artists and cool little bands playing in the corner and stuff. So we loved it, but it does have a lot of dog poo.
Oh, no, fail. Yeah. That's not great. Because the first album was all done in Islington Mill, wasn't it? And that was your home as well as your recording base. Have you been back recently to sort of see what it's like now?
We went back a while ago. I can't remember the time. We had a little... I can't remember. We came through the UK to do something and we had a day off, so we sort of jumped up there and it was amazing. And it was actually really kind of emotional for us because we had a lot of friends and we still do have a lot of friends there. And because the band takes you, you know, with the success of the album, it took us around the world and left all that behind us. It wasn't until we got back there when we sort of hung out. It was really quite emotional.
Yeah, I saw the, like, there's this cat there that I kind of kidnapped. It was a wild cat, and I enticed it into where we was living, like the art space, and like kidnapped it and like fed it. And then I saw it, and it's weird. I think it was just like seeing all our friends again. I'm like crying over this cat, just like stood in this mug. Oh, no. So it's and then
and it got
saw,
big and fat and older. Did it look lovely?
Yeah, and she just it totally ignored me as well.
They do though. If you've been away, that's it. They don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, and I don't even like cats, but I liked her because I felt like she was like. Aww. You know, just a cool cat.
You need to have a word with that woman who put cat in a wheelie bin. She, you know,
oh
she,
God,
she
that's
could.
Awful, isn't
I
it?
I know. But
was... seriously, quite funny at the same time.
No, did you not feel the rage? Like I never get full on rage.
No,
and you
I
see
did.
That, and you just rage like goes inside.
It was like a week's worth of Facebook updates for me.
Yeah.
Had that been on, you've been framed. It would have been worth £250 though.
Oh, no!
There's something really sinister about it. I
want to put her in a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
It's the way she does it. Like, no one sees. Who's the joke on, really?
That's true, yeah.
No, I think she must... I don't know. Don't know who she is or anything, but...
She's
it's
evil.
Not a very normal thing to do.
No, it's not.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand tonight with Jules and Katie from the Ting Tings here on the show.
And the brilliant Hands. We love
the
that song.
The amazing Hands. It's genius. Produced by the genius man that is Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not produced by Calvin Harris.
No, it's mixed by Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Sorry.
Get it right. Jules
let's get it right.
It. But we're really happy that he mixed it because he did a really good job with it. And I don't think he's ever mixed for a band before. And he just had a go at it and we loved it. So, yeah, we're really happy.
And it is an entirely different sound to what we're used to from you guys, of course. Was that always the intention and is the rest of the album the same? Because I read somewhere that you've said every single song is almost like a compilation album when you eventually listen to all of it.
Exactly. That's what we tried to do on this record. We've been touring, we've been listening to our MP3 players and we have a system with our MP3 players where we collect music and compile it. And put our own albums together. And I think everybody's doing that now. You know, you buy an album, you take your best three tracks on and then so forth. And when we got to Berlin, we were just thinking about that a lot. And we just thought our first album kind of had a you know, a sound theme all the way through, admittedly, and we went out and toured that, and it was very successful. And we just thought, well, do we do that again, and do we just go off and tour? It all feels a bit sort of systematic. So we wanted to do something that was very relevant about the way people listen to music today. So we just approached it like that. We sort of sat in the studio, and the first song we wrote was Hands, and it came out as a kind of electro track. Mm. And then the second track we wrote was, we were listening to a lot of Nancy Sinatra, so we recorded a track that has got those, you know, depths of what how she performs her music.
Yeah.
And then we went on from there. We listened to a lot of Fleetwood Mac, and every track or every kind of band that we listened to inspired us to make music in that type of, obviously it's not a rip-off, it doesn't sound like them, but the influences are great, and we wanted to make sure that that it was so eclectic that it felt like a shuffle, you know, going on the whole album, and we've achieved it. So Hands doesn't represent the whole album. We've got a track on there that's almost like a TLC track that we really enjoyed making, like a 90s R&B thing that we thought we'd never attempt.
And R&B is huge at the moment, of course. The charts are so different now to when they were when you were last around.
Well, we've not really heard the radio, because we've been in Berlin as well.
Yeah.
We had, like, no TV and, like, the worst internet connection in the world, so we've missed loads, which I'm kind of glad, because you don't really want to listen to what's relevant on the radio at the time, or it might influence how you write. And
yeah.
I can't think of anything worse than trying to write songs that you think will get on the radio, because then you're just very insincere in the way that you write.
Yes. Right,
thank you.
Jules and Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
Alex speaking.
Hi, it's Pink.
Oh, it's only bloody Pink. Hello.
Hi.
How are you, lovely?
Fantastic.
Where are you at this very moment, Pink?
I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, in your house?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is just an insight into the world of one of our favourite pop stars. So tour me around your kitchen. Have you got kind of cups of tea going on? Are the dogs there and stuff?
I fed the dogs. I made myself breakfast. I made some banana bread. I've got the coffee on. It's all happening.
And you're ready to face the day?
It's an absolute mess in here.
Does Carrie just leave the washing up? Do you have to do it all?
No, he's good. If I cook, he cleans.
That sounds like a good deal.
He's such a good boy.
So I thought I was going to be talking to you from the set of the new video, but you're not ready to film that yet, are you? You're about to prepare for it.
I start tomorrow.
So it's tomorrow you're filming?
At the crack of dawn.
Okay, so this is the brand new song, Raise Your Glass.
Yes.
And I've heard you might be marrying off two lovely gays in the video. Is this correct?
I will be celebrating a gay wedding. I am not the minister.
Okay, so what's the celebration all about? Can you tell us?
Oh, there's so many. There's like, of course, it's typical psychotic me. It's 80,000 different things going on. But it's about being the underdog, and it's about celebration.
Amazing.
So obviously that's a big part of it. Okay. I threw my best friend's wedding in my backyard, who is gay, and she married her wife, and it was absolutely beautiful. And at the very end of it, her mom said, "Why can't this be legal?" and started crying, and it was just the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen, and so that's why I'm doing it in my video.
And so we're on to Greatest Hits as well, and Raise Your Glass is a brand new song that's going to be on the Greatest Hits collection. What's it all about? What's this song all about? Is this something that's been sat for a while, or is this a brand new Pink tune that is just going to be huge?
I don't know if it's going to be huge, but it is brand new. I had so much fun. I did three new songs, and it was good. It was good timing, because I'd been on the road for 2 years, and I hadn't written anything, and then I just wanted to write a song about underdogs.
You have spent most of the last, like you say, 2 years on the road with the odd fail as well. We all took great pain from watching the video, the YouTube clip of you falling off the stage. Are you all in one piece?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. My husband has broken 78 bones, so I can't really complain.
It looked pretty painful, though, when you stacked it.
It sucked. And I was trying to be pretty tough, too, and I stood up, and I'm trying to make jokes, and then Carrie runs up, and he goes, "Are you hurt?" And my bottom lip starts quivering. I'm like,
But you're one of the hardest music stars that I've ever come across. You can't cry. You are so tough. It's frightening. So all the classics are on the Greatest Hits, plus these three brand new songs as well. Are we going to have a Greatest Hits tour, or is this the moment where Pink goes, "You know what? I'm just going to rest for a while and take stock of everything"?
Yeah. I'm definitely not going on tour. I'm going to do a couple of things, but I'm definitely not going on tour yet, because I just got off the road and I'm busy cooking.
What's your signature dish? What do you make for him that just cheers him up if he's had a bad day?
He loves him some turkey meatloaf.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really yummy.
Are you going to have babies? Am I allowed to ask you that?
I would like to corrupt children one day.
Oh, you could just spend all of your time on Twitter. You're the most entertaining person I know on there.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
This is the first one that's ever gotten me. It's lured me in completely, and I'm addicted.
You're an absolute star. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you get your kitchen tidied up. Thanks for chatting.
You're listening to In Demand.
We're good. Right.
Hello,
how are
and
you?
Welcome to the JLS show. Welcome, Alex and Lucy.
Yay! Yay!
And today we've got so many questions to ask these beautiful, beautiful people. That's right, you guys have had a whirlwind year. What have you guys been up to?
We've just been interviewing JLS mostly.
Yeah, but we're not complaining because we love you.
Aww, we love Welcome back, you guys all right?
Yeah.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really, really well. Yeah. So, you're doing it for charity this time. You are good boys.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. No, it's fantastic. You know, obviously, the Love You More single is going to be the official single for Children in Need. And, you know, we've always been very vocal about the fact that we wanted to, you know, give stuff back to lots of different causes. And Children in Need is one of them that, you know, we're very honoured to be associated with, and you know, we love the song, and it's very exciting. It's going to be great.
Okay, now having heard the song, it's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And the video, black and white, it's a bit reminiscent of Take That Back for Good, which can only be a good thing.
Exactly. We're learning from the masters, you know. That's what it's all about.
Where'd you make it? Was it in LA?
Yeah.
It was in LA.
We shot it in LA and it looks really, really cold in the video, but it really, really wasn't.
Yeah, because you've got your coats on and everything.
Yeah, we've got jackets and scarves and all sorts going on.
We should congratulate you on winning 2 awards at the BT Digital Music Awards as well.
Yeah!
Woo! Thank you very much. Yeah. No, thank you.
We appreciate that so much.
We just want to shout out to all the In Demand listeners who voted for us to win that, because it's a big, big, big look for us.
Aww. It's just the start of awards season as well. Mobo's around
That's
the corner.
Right.
Yes.
You guys are digital. So that's like...
Yeah, totally.
So there you go.
Yeah. They
the
all
modern
know.
Era.
That's right.
The Mobo Awards, though, you're nominated for Best Album and Best UK Act there as well.
Yep.
Yes.
And we know you're performing with a special guest.
Yes.
Would this be a lady who likes to walk around with nothing but a T-shirt on?
No.
Oh!
Not
so
Chantel.
I thought I'd put you out of your misery. We're not going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
But it's not that person.
But it's not that person. Sorry.
We wish it was.
Is it the Beast?
Nothing I would but a love her to walk around in nothing but a T-shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
Or no T-shirt. Yeah.
Did you just say, is it the Beast?
Is it the Beast?
Is it the Beast?
We've already performed with her.
Yeah. We know, but you could do it again because it was brilliant.
Well, we might do it again, but we're not going to be doing it at the Mobos again.
This is something new that you've never heard, ever.
Okay.
Okay,
let's talk about the sentiment of the song Love You More, because I think it really will get to people in the right way, in that when people text their other halves, it's always, love you, and then someone will text back, love you more. Has it kind of come from that sort of thing?
What?
It's the same.
You know the saying, like, I love you a bit more every day.
Yeah.
I love you more today than yesterday, but less than tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
That's
the sentiment.
That's what it is.
That's tried and tested, that one.
Well, it's true, though, still.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
is that what you text Rochelle back? Are you like, I love you more, babe?
But you do.
No, she doesn't get the babe.
The key is when you make up words like mostest.
Like what?
Like mostest. So you say you love you more, then you say I love you most, then you say I love you mostest.
Wow, I don't know. Jay. Nobody says that, Jay.
Jay, you're the only one. You're gonna have
that.
To. You're gonna
that
have to develop that one.
You I'm started something new there.
There you go. I'm putting it right out there, just like I put Lab out there.
Go on, take the credit. Take the credit. Have you watched much of the X Factor this year?
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Favorites.
My friend got through last week, so I'm going to have to say John Adelaide in the overs.
Yeah. What was Nicole Scherzinger doing messing around with that category, though?
Wow.
Don't know, but she looks nice, though.
Yeah.
She does.
Really nice. She can do whatever she likes.
If I was in that category, she can mess around all she wants.
It's hilarious, though, because literally she could say anything to Simon. He'd go, yes, Nicole. Two sugars, Nicole. Yes, I'll do anything for
That's
you, Nicole.
That's what I do.
JLS condoms.
Yes.
Have you bought some yet?
No, well, no, not yet. I don't know what. I don't know. I'd feel bad. Like, who do I pledge my allegiance to? Which colour do I care?
As long as you're safe,
there's nothing. Doesn't matter.
Just love safe, Lucy. Doesn't matter.
Just love safe. That is the message.
Absolutely. Lucy, no glove, no love, babe. That's the real talk.
It's true, though. It's true. It's a good message.
It's real talk.
You've got a lot of younger fans, so I think hopefully. I mean, are they selling well? Do we know?
This is what we've been discussing because we haven't actually checked the sales.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that it's doing well, and we're gearing up to make our first donation to Brooke, who are helping with the sex education side of things as a charity. And you know, they're doing really, really well. And obviously, we believe in their messages, and we're definitely supporting that. And yeah, you know, we should find out how the sales are doing because they're very competitive in JLS.
We are very competitive, but you know, on a serious thing, for us, it is about, you know, raising as much money as we can for, you know, different charities, and also creating, you know, spreading the message. You know, the majority of our fan base are, you know, in the 16 to 24 bracket, and you know, the figures of STIs and teenage pregnancies in this country are staggering. And
it's ridiculous, you know, isn't it?
Exactly. And if we can just make a small, tiny difference to the figures, then, you know, it would be amazing for us. So, you know, the message is clear, and you know, if you know, people are sexually active, they should take precaution, girls and boys, you know.
Okay, let's talk about some of the people you have worked with on the album, because it's a pretty impressive list. Jerry Wondo, who's worked with the Black Eyed Peas and John Legend.
Top Indeed. Boy, he's so funny in the studio.
Really?
Gotta make the wicked.
Is that how he talks?
Gotta make the wicked.
Oh, amazing. Toby Gad, Beyonce and Sean Kingston.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Toby's a top guy as well. He's so eccentric, but really, like, understated.
Okay, and Stargate, of course, who is just massive.
Super dog.
Huge. Those guys are amazing. You know, they've obviously did all of the Neo hits and Rihanna and a couple of Beyonce tracks, so they're incredible.
Okay, so is there any collaborations on there as well, apart from the Chantel one?
We actually worked with Jay Sean. Nice. One of the tracks.
Awesome.
He wasn't featuring on it, but we co-wrote with him. So that's the one to look forward to.
He's a good lad as well. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Top guy. It was nice working with him and the team that set up he's got there. And obviously he's doing well with his own single at the moment. So
every time we asked him how he was, though, he just kept saying, "I'm down, down, down."
Oh, yeah. I love that song still, though.
Big tune.
It's a good one. It's a good one. So we're not going to get any more details out of you about what you might be performing at the moment.
Never, ever, ever.
You just have to come to Liverpool.
We'll see you.
We'll be there anyway. We'll
definitely
be there.
Can't wait.
And there's one other collaboration, but you're going to have to stay tuned for that one.
Tayo Cruz?
No, we didn't work with Tayo on this one, actually.
Oh.
He's been busy, but he's been tearing up the States. He's been working really hard. So
God, yeah.
We haven't had much time to grab hold of him, but he's doing his thing. Shout out to Tayo.
Amazing. All right, boys, thank you very much, JLS.
Yeah. We love you.
You're listening to In Demand.